It is a lot of fun to stride out onto a stage in the wake of the New Yorker cartoonist Roz Chast and writer Patricia Marks here at the sold-out Brookline Booksmith event at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline, Massachusetts. I'd be speaking with both, but the evening began with Roz projecting images on a huge screen behind us.
We are going to start with some slides here, class. This is my mother. This picture's from about, 1879.
Also larger than life.
Well, she was.
Roz Chast's late mother, Elizabeth, was formidable. Roz wrote a rather harrowing memoir about her a few years back. But on this night, she and Patty, best friends, are talking about Patty's mom, Janice, and their new book, Why Don't You Write My Eulogy Now So I Can Correct It? A Mother's Suggestions, a collection of Patty's mom's sayings with Roz's illustrations. We'll post some at herenow.org.
Right around the Magna Carta was signed.
After Roz illustrated Patty's first article when they were both around 23, it was Patty's mom who said, call her.
So I called Roz.
Yes.
And that was our first
play date, yes,
right?
It was as if her mother had set us up on a play date. You girls are the same age. Go talk to her.
Yeah, right, exactly. Go over there.
That's exactly how it started. I'm
going to show some slides from this book.
We see a couple. The man is humming. Patty's mom's saying reads, humming is hostile.
Yeah, this is obviously true. You know when you're with your person and you're kind of mad and say,
don't talk to me, I'm humming.
Yeah, what are you humming? Oh, I don't know. never serve salmon when entertaining. It is boring. Oh, I love this one. never wear red and black together or you will look like a drum majorette. Over the years, I would hear these things from Patty about her mother. And I think this is the one there where I thought that is so obviously true. How did I not know that? And it needs to be illustrated. Okay. You don't need to spend a lot of time in San Francisco. It's all frosting and no cake.
Did she really say that?
Yeah. It's true, though. And now I'm just going to show a couple of cartoons. This is Mom's Mortuary.
This cartoon is Roz's take on a mom's saying, and they are written on tombstones.
He never should have divorced his first wife. She was a floozy, and this is what happens to floozies. And he moved to Florida, and boom, 5 minutes later, he was dead.
This cartoon is all about Roz. We see a woman who looks just like Roz, gyrating in those squiggly lines she's famous for. A teenager, we learn, is her daughter, is rolling her eyes. It's based on a time that Roz did try to dance with her teenager.
And she looked up and she said to me, Mom, stop, you're hurting me. So, anyway, this concludes the slideshow portion.
We settle in to talk about both their moms, starting with Patty's. So your mom really did, and your mom is still with us at what, 90?
Yeah, she's 92 and she's in Philadelphia.
You know, it's interesting because your mothers were both absolutes. They had absolute convictions.
And judgmental.
Yes.
And judgmental.
Yes.
In a good and bad way.
There's a huge difference because I just want to ask you, Roz, it's hard to characterize somebody else's mother. I don't want to, but would you say a rageaholic?
She was a bit of a battle axe, and she had, as we would say these days, anger issues, which made her probably a good principal. But as I said in the book, you know, if there was a crisis, I would just be like, oh, no, maybe I'll draw this. But she would know exactly what to do. You know, sort of some sad backstories. They had had a baby before me that died, and I think that they were determined that, my main duty in life was to not die.
See, my parents had some backstory. We had some kids, problems, kids. But my parents decision was, let's plow ahead and pretend nothing happened. It would be complaining. Even to the doctor, you don't complain. So he'll say, well, why did you come? No reason at all. I feel fine.
Yeah. Wanted to see if you got any new magazines in your waiting room.
Well, I wondered, Roz, how much fun it was to then do this project.
It's going to sound incredibly corny, but I have always enjoyed collaborating with Patty. We have a very...
We have a good time. I, for one, thought that my mother was a witch growing up, even though people liked her. A literal witch with a broomstick who flew over the moon at night.
Why?
I just thought, you know, maybe was she... yells at me to do my homework or something. I go, a witch. There's no other explanation.
Well, she did say some odd things. I want to check, though, what's true, okay. What's not. Was she really a guidance counselor?
She really was a guidance counselor.
Because that's interesting, a principal and a guidance counselor. And did she really say that gave her the opportunity to ruin not just three lives, but hundreds?
She really did. And she really did. I mean, my mother would have been a great something. And she... joined my father in running an office supply business.
Mark's Office Supplies.
Mark's Office Supply, yeah.
So you had like a lot of sticky notes.
Why do you think I'm a writer? My father would say, we're going out tonight. Why don't you go write a bestseller? You have a lot of paper. We were also completely inept in my family. So if the light bulb blew out, it was time to move.
And look, Roz, I don't want to impose on your childhood something that you haven't already, you know, in the memoir, but it does seem as if you and your dad were trying to, you know, just, and this is going to be familiar to a lot of people, try to stay out of the line of fire.
Oh,
you know,
totally. I have a black belt in avoidance. It's a...
yeah. Is that maybe why you took to the illustrations, which are so funny? And
I think that among cartoonists, probably you're not going to find a lot of really happy people. That's just been my experience. And actually, I remember once, like, I made up this game, Penn Hospital. And I would take, like, all of the pens, like, from all the drawers, like, make Frankenstein pens.
Oh, God.
And where did the jittery lines come from?
Oh, probably a tremor.
We ended our talk with The New Yorker's cartoonist Roz Chast and writer Patty Marks with another look at Patty's mom's sayings. I'm skipping through some of them again to see. If you see me eating egg salad, you will know the diagnosis is terminal. My mom, too, she would have these things that she would say. I'm sure everybody's thinking that. There's something poignant about it. She was just trying so hard to impart things to me. We were girls, and we were going to go out and do things they didn't do. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to fill us with the wisdom, whether or not it was, you know, San Francisco.
They wanted to arm us with what we needed.
But the evening was not over yet. Elizabeth and Janice's daughters, Roz and Patty, have taken up the ukulele. Here is their mom song.
We're not about talent.
No.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
As I do your laundry, though you're 22, remember that I'll always be the boss of you. Did I mention starting now you're grounded? 'Cause all your pot I found it. Yes, I love you. You.
The New Yorker's Roz Chast and Patty Marks, their new book, Perfect for Mother's Day, is Why Don't You Write My Eulogy Now So I Can Correct It? A Mother's Suggestions.